2025!
Vivid,
bold,
and unfiltered.
Uzongapho songumsitho wezobugcisa ka-2025. Masidibane emakhanda.
Greetings, Molweni, Avusheni, Dumelang, and welcome to the creative city of Makhanda. Izitrato zibhizi, iintente zigcwele kulungiselelwa iNational Arts Festival. My name is Senkosi Angela Skulukulu, better known as the Sin Sunshine in this radio world, and welcome to the first episode of Right on Cue. The National Arts Festival is an annual festival of e-performing arts in Makhanda, which is in South Africa. The festival runs for 11 days, from the last week of June to the first week of July each and every year. It takes place in the small university city of Makhanda. The NAF comprises of a main program and a fringe program, both administered by the National Arts Festival Office, which is a non-profit Section 21 company. The festival program includes performing arts such as e-theater, e-dance, stand-up comedy, and live music, to name a few. Dingalibelanga ke mphulaphuli wam, e-visual arts exhibitions, there's films, talks, and workshops, as well as a large food and craft fair and a historical tour to not be missed. The NAF also runs a children's arts festival over the same period, and a number of other festivals that take place in Makhanda over the period of National Arts Festival, such as the National Youth Jazz Festival. I'm sure ke mphulaphuli wam uyazibuza uba siyifumana phi le nkqubo. Don't worry, because Right on Cue has you right there. So Right on Cue is one of the School of Journalism and Media Studies' longest-running projects. It provides the school with a vehicle for practical learning by students and enables the students from the different specializations to come together and to work on a single project under the guidance of the experienced. They all cover the happenings of the National Arts Festival. So ke uba ufuna wena so keep updated mphulaphuli wam, listen to Right on Cue. On today's episode, we have the National Arts Festival's Artistic Director, Urusira Sitho, on the festival's preparations. We also have for you Stephen Lang on why you should actually attend the festival. And we also have a preview of Beyond the Stage. So stay tuned.
You are listening to Q Radio 2025.
Coming to Le Festival ke mphulaphuli wam is not always easy. You need to make plans for e-transport and accommodation, singalibelanga ke ukutya, and it's not cheap. So why do people go through all of this trouble and the expense to come to the fest? Well, Stephen Lang has a theory on this.
The stage is almost empty. A chair, a small table, and an old aluminium bathtub are the only props in the middle of the stage. A single dim light above the chair is the sole illumination. There are plenty of lights above the chattering audience as they mill about choosing their seats. Not too close to the stage? It's uncomfortable being there with the actors. You might become part of the show. And not too far, because you might not be able to see everything. Then the lights dim, and the audience goes quiet. It's about to start. A disembodied voice warns you about cell phones or flash photography or something. No one ever listens. An actor strides onto the stage. It's a one-person show on a sparse set. She talks quietly, in a somber voice at first, and then she shouts out her frustration. I can't stand this anymore. It's not fair. As one, the audience share her anger, her raw emotion. It's not right. And then she sobs. Her tears roll down her face, and we feel her defeat. No, I'm not crying. I have an allergy. This deep passion of living an experience is why we come to festival. You could see the show online or binge watch the whole series, but never have the feeling of being in a real live audience watching a real live drama. There is nothing quite like a real live show. As its name suggests, you live it. You become part of the audience and part of the show. No binge watch can ever compare.
That was Stephen Lang on why you should not miss this festival.
You are listening to Q Radio 2025.
As artists and festival goers prepare for a National Arts Festival, Artistic Director Rusira Sitho offers her thoughts to me into the festival's preparations. She also highlights the differences between the fringe program and the more well-known curated program. Sitho concludes with the heartfelt message of gratitude for both those who are already here and those who are still to arrive. Let's hear what I've brought to you in studio today. The National Arts Festival is nothing without its structure. Artistic director of this festival, Rusira Sitho, joins us in talks of this year's festival. Following last year's 50th festival mood, the anniversary is said to have left excitement, expectations, and quite a few questions about where the festival comes from in terms of its 50 years running, as well as where it is going, leading into what it looks like moving forward. Sitho states that for the artistic committee, there will always be work needed to put the festival together. However, they only see it and feel it when the festival goers arrive.
Like looking back at the last 50 years and now leading into a kind of what is the festival looking like moving forward? You know, there's always the kind of ongoing work and slog of putting together a festival, which of course is overwhelming, not just for me, but for the whole team. So that's been, you know, we've all been in it. But it always comes to this point when the festival is starting and people start to arrive, artists, audiences, and you begin to feel the excitement and kind of feed off the anticipation of other people, and that's always fun.
Taking into consideration how big the festival will be, with being a platform for the various voices that it accommodates, Sitho confirms that this year's festival has an overarching vision that places emphasis of raising awareness of where we are in the world, as there are many troubling shifts that continue to occur. And in the Fringe program, the artists have not held back in terms of asking this very heavy question.
What has been very present in putting together the festival this year and responding to the applications that have come in through Fringe has been just an awareness of where we are in the world. And there's so many troubling and difficult shifts, if I can say, on a geopolitical level, you know, even nationally, that there is, of course, a lot of concern, a lot of attention to and questions about kind of where are we in the world? Where are we in terms of humanity? Those are big questions, but we are in a very turbulent time. And so all of that, you know, has weight on the festival in terms of kind of thinking through what works are going to come and how we hold artists.
In terms of the programs, we learn that although all artworks are applied for, they're handled quite differently within the festival, with the main program selective of works that speaks to a variety of things on the criteria. The Fringe program provides a larger pool for artists to showcase their work, as it is uncurated and very much diverse.
They apply largely so we can get the information that when in their application they provide information that we need to understand how to support those works. But it's an uncurated program at the heart of the Fringe, which means that there isn't a selection process based on the artistic content or the artistic quality of the work. So the Fringe ends up being quite diverse in terms of having kind of community art projects or projects from works from independent theaters or artist collectives, and it becomes quite a mixed bag in that way. And I think key with the Fringe is that Fringe artists pay their own way to come to the festival. So they put a lot of effort in to make that happen, and then they earn off ticket sales.
In closing, Sitho expresses her gratitude to the many people who are coming and those who are already here for the festival. More especially because having to be in the behind the scenes, she recognizes how much work the team, as well as the many artists, have put in. That was Rusira Sitho on the festival's preparation. The National Arts Festival has not fallen short of experiences and performances that are heartfelt and emotional for its audience. The Doshian School for Girls will perform a dance and theatre play for the first time, Beyibiza ke Bona, ke Beyond the Stage. Makanda and the nation at large will experience heartfelt dance performances. Our reporter, Usia Themba Ngcobo, did what we do best and attended the show rehearsals. Masimnike ke indlebe emphulaphuli sive ukuba usiphathele ntoni.
Beyond the Stage isn't just a show. It's a movement, it's a pulse, a reminder that movement heals, connects, and speaks even when words fall short.
The school has a huge culture of dance. I'm talking about DSG now. And the girls will always, there's always some kind of dance happening, whether it's a show that they're running, whether it's doing TikToks in their rooms.
Catherine Kotse is a teacher at the Diocesan School for Girls and the director of the dance show Beyond the Stage.
Every event as well, every swimming gala, every hockey game, there's always a dance that is happening. And so with that being a huge culture, the name Beyond the Stage, taking the dance that happens in the studio and that gets performed on stage out into their everyday lives as a way for them to deal with emotions, to express their joy. So that was the title of it, that taking dance beyond the stage, quite literally, into their everyday lives. And then with the emotional journey of the show being each dance has a different emotion attached to it. So the beginning starts with remembering why you started doing dance. And that's each girl, not each girl, but most of the girls will have a talking part in that opening number. I don't know if you would have heard.
Co-directed by Martinique and Catherine, this powerful performance takes the audience on an emotional journey through the psyche of a dancer, from the first beat to the final bow. Beyond the Stage is an invitation, not just to watch, but to feel.
Knowing, like, these emotions, like, I've been through them since I was little. Like, I've been dancing since I was so young. Even, like, watching people around me go through them while they dance.
Georgie, one of the cast members and a dancer, shares her experiences about the show and the rehearsals.
Like, I think it's so incredible to, like, show an audience that, like, dance is something that makes you feel more than just, like, something you do for a hobby or something.
Each scene is a chapter, ambition burning bright, passion igniting the flow, then suddenly, hesitation, a misstep, a pause. Through fusion of modern classical and experimental styles, the performers unfold an emotional script without saying a word.
My first dance is not contemporary, it's actually hip-hop. So when I have my hip-hop, I feel in the mood to get hyped, get everything, and then obviously, when I have contemporary, it's more about technique and strength and everything combined. But it's very different, and I've seen myself grow and going, because our dance show is about the emotions of dance. So to see someone go through all those emotions of dance is very, very cool.
Yeah, even if you've never watched dance before and you wouldn't know what to expect, there will be something in it for you. If you want to experience something that you haven't experienced before, be touched in a way that you haven't been touched before, come and watch, and there will be a huge appreciation, not just for the work that these girls do, but for how well they can bring you into their world. Yeah, just come and experience something new. I promise you, you will not regret it.
Beyond the Stage isn't just a dance show. It's a pulse, a reminder that movement heals, connects, and speaks even when worlds fall short.
You are listening to Q-Radio 2025.
That was Usia Themba Ngcobo speaking to dance performers on their experience in the industry. Umengo omde, uyawucima umlilo. Ngalo mazwi ke ndithi, engapheliyo iyahlola. Kukangako ke besiniphathele kona in this episode. We are available on ayono.com at Right On Cue. You can also call us on 046-603-7170. Masidibaneni ngomso ke ngo 6. That's it from me, Sin Sunshine Skulukul. This show was produced by Amahle Shosha and yours truly, Senkosi Sgulukulu, alongside the Q Radio team.
Uzongaphoswa ngumsitho wezobugcisa ka-2025. Masidibane emakhanda.